Now, over the last number of weeks, we've been looking at some of the Mr. Men characters and drawing out a few lessons from Scripture. And we've got another one today, and I'm going to ask the same question. Does anybody know which Mr. Man character this is? Anybody? Oh, sorry, there's a hand up there. Yeah. Mr. Chatterbox. Yeah, that's right, Mr. Chatterbox. I'm not sure if you've ever heard, I'm sure some of you have, somebody saying something to you and then whispering under their breath, "Now keep that under your hat." In other words, keep it to yourself. And I thought about that little phrase, "keep that under your hat," and I couldn't help but wonder, does that come from the Mr. Chatterbox story? Mr. Chatterbox had an awful problem of gossiping and talking and talking and talking and talking. And whenever he began to talk, you just wondered, is he ever going to finish? A lot like some preachers about today. Maybe I'm guilty of that myself. But Mr. Chatterbox had this problem. Just didn't know when to stop talking. And the rumour got around about Mr. Chatterbox, what can be done? And there was a special hat maker that says, "I've got the answer." And he designed this magic hat. And every time Mr. Chatterbox began to talk, his hat got bigger and bigger and bigger until it just began to cover his eyes and then his mouth and then eventually his whole body, so you couldn't hear what he was saying, and everything he said was kept under his hat. Now, the Bible has so much to say about our words, about what we say, how we say it, and the Bible has so much to say about our tongues. We learned about that in the book of James, where the Bible warns us about the tongue being an unruly evil, and so much damage can be caused by and with the tongue. And the book of Proverbs is no different. It speaks a lot about our words. Listen to some of these verses from Proverbs. Proverbs 10:18. "He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth slander is a fool." Proverbs 11. And verse number 9, "A hypocrite with his mouth destroyeth his neighbour." Proverbs 13, verse 3, "He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction." Proverbs 16:28, "A froward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separateth chief friends." 17 verse 9, "He that repeateth a matter separateth very friends." Proverbs 20 verse 19, "He that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets. Therefore meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips." Proverbs 21 and verse 23, "Whosoever keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from trouble." Proverbs 26 and verse 20, "Where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceaseth." And then verse 22 of that same chapter, "The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly." So the Bible has a lot to say about the chatterbox. Do you remember the story in the Bible of Job? The Bible says that Job was a godly man. He was perfect. He was upright. He loved God. He prayed for his family. He worshipped God continually. And then one day the scripture says that the devil or Satan came into the presence of God and, like Mr. Chatterbox, began to say all sorts of nasty and untrue things about Job. And from that moment forward, things began to change in Job's life. He lost his family, he lost his business, he lost his health. And then he had some friends, three of them are mentioned in the book of Job as Bildad, Eliphaz and Zophar. And whenever they heard about all of Job's trials and troubles, they came and they sat around his feet and they said nothing. And just by their very presence there, that was a great comfort to Job. And then they began to speak to Job, and then they began to speak to each other, And they began to say all sorts of things, and they just began to talk and talk and talk. And the more they said, the less help they were to Job, because they just began to say things and talk about things, and they didn't really know what they were talking about. And that's why the Bible says we're to be very careful about how we speak, because we can speak to somebody or about somebody and cause more harm than good. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, every idle word that men speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. There was a story many years ago about a pastor in a town, and there was a man in his church who was Mr. Chatterbox. And he said so many things about the pastor and about the church and about people in the church and about people in the community. And he began to speak about members of his family. And every person this man spoke to, he gossiped and he said all sorts of nasty things. And then he began to get troubled about this, and he began to be convicted about it. And he came one day and he spoke to the minister, and he says, "Minister," he says, "I've been saying all sorts of nasty things about you and about the congregation and about different people, and I'm really troubled about it and I'm really sorry. What should I do?" And the minister says, "Well, first of all, you need to ask God for forgiveness." And so he began to pray and he asked God to forgive him. And then the minister said, "Tell you what to do. Take a pillow that you sleep on and take all the feathers out of the pillow. And every house that you have spoken against and slandered against, take a feather and put it on their doorstep. And whenever you've done that, come back and tell me." Thought it was an unusual request, and he went out and he took this feather and put it in this doorstep and that doorstep all around the town and community. And after a day or two, he came back and he said to the minister, he says, "You know, I've done that." And then the minister says, "Well, go back and gather them all up again and put them back inside the pillowcase." And he says, "Well, I couldn't possibly do that. The wind will have carried them all around the town and district and maybe even further afield. I'll never be able to gather them all up again." And then the minister says, "Well, that's the same with your words. God can forgive, but you have spoken and caused so much destruction that you'll never be able to gather your words up again." And he says, "Learn the lesson, sir. Be careful with your words." But did you know as well that there's a right time to gossip? Because there's a verse in the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8, verse 4, and it says that the apostles went everywhere preaching the word. And the word preaching there could also be translated gossiping. Everywhere they went, they couldn't help but speak of the things that they knew to be true and they had experienced. And so as they spoke about the Lord and about the great things that the Savior had done, and they went from house to house, street to street, town to town, they couldn't help but talk about the Lord and about the gospel. And that's how the gospel spread in the New Testament. What do we use our lips and our mouths for?